Talk, Thoughts on Revelation 19. Loma Linda, California, April 7th, 1910. Revelation 19, verse 1 to 5. That makes us co-laborers with Jesus Christ. We are right on his side, and what we want is to be in a position so that we can honor and glorify our Savior. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. Verses 6 to 9. We are being called in all the efforts that we make that we may ourselves be in right relation to God where we are helping others. Verses 10 to 16. Now, we want ourselves to be taken into that close relation with God so that we may make no mistake in our life character. There are some things I am going to bring before you, and I want that you should understand them as much as possible, and they are what will be in the future. We have the written word that we are to follow on to know the Lord, that we are to be prepared, we are to be washed, and we are to be certain to live on the plan of addition, adding grace to grace. Now, here is just the work that we have to do. For if we do these works, it is plainly stated we shall never fall. So now the work is laid out before us, to live on the plan of addition, and we are to remember that the Lord Jesus understands our infirmities. And if we tell him our weaknesses and live on the plan of addition, he says we can never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, verse 11. Now, these are the things that should give us courage and hope and faith, and we want a great deal more of it than we have. We want to be constantly looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He is not going to leave us. He is going to give us the help that we need. But we want to be united in seeking the Lord with all our hearts. Fathers and mothers, you have never seen the time when publications of the character that are now being printed were going so broadcast over the world as they are today. We are trying as a people to bring the light before the people and let it shine. Every one of us have this work to do. If you are a follower of the Savior, there is work for you to do, and that work is to give by your words and intelligence that which you should have always ready for those that you meet. And while you speak a word in season, there will be impressions made that you do not count upon. These impressions are made by the angels of God. Do you think that angels of God will not be round about us when the evil angels are working will all the power that they possess to get hold of human minds? Let us be armed with the Scriptures. Let us be fitting up, for the time is at hand when he that is to come, and will not tarry, and we want to be ready for him. When the rebellion took place in heaven, it was led by the angel that was next to Christ, because he could not have the position of Christ. He desired to be first, and therefore there was created a rebellion by that beautiful angel that had everything, apparently, that could be desired. There was a desire in him to be first, and he therefore applied himself to this angel and that angel and the other angel to get them to understand that that first position was his, that he should be where Christ was. And this work which he began went on and on, while angels that were loyal tried to quell it, but it seemed like an impossibility, and it extended more and more, and the enemy gained more and more victories until the battle came. He would not yield, and those that were with him would not yield, and therefore there was war in heaven. You will read of how that angel thought he ought to have the first place, and other angels told him he should have it, just as though the Lord did not know what should be. And a good many of us think that we know better than the Lord does.
Well, there was war in heaven, and all the disaffected ones were overcome and cast down to the earth. I want to tell you that that wonderful Lucifer, who wanted the highest place, lost his hold of heaven. He would not repent, and therefore there are two parties in our world. There is one party that is striving that they may be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The party that rebelled in heaven had intelligence and knowledge, and they used them on the wrong side to build up opposing elements. That is how they used their knowledge. Do you think that that party would have no influence with the highest parties on the earth? They felt perfectly capable of handling matters, and here was the work going right on in the earth. There were agencies that came from heaven. Why, they had intelligence, the greatest intelligence. They did not lose their intelligence all at once, but they had not the power, the connection with God, the power of discernment, to understand that if they repented, they could be brought back again. Now, what does Satan propose to do? He proposes that he is capable of changing this Bible. These parties that fell understand all about heaven, and that they can bring in the different sentiments from the Bible, and they are going to have a revision of it. You will see they will make revisions of the Bible, but every one of us needs to stand intelligently on the Word. We cannot afford to be careless, but we must have that simplicity of godliness that is a virtue to us. We must have it. To think that the most wicked parties that act have no intelligence is a mistake. They have intelligence, and especially the ones that were shut away from heaven. They work upon high men. They work upon wealthy men. They work upon various parties. And if we feel that we are perfectly safe, if we do not watch unto prayer, we shall be overcome, because the most wonderful sentiments will be brought out. That is what is the matter with Dr. Kellogg. He has linked himself up with teachers, notwithstanding all the warnings that have been given. We want to stand true to principle, every one of us, correct in everything, that the enemy cannot use us as his tools to disaffect. Now, it may seem that these fallen angels are the ones that do not know anything, but is a great mistake. They take the lead of the parties of the world, and although they will not own Christ, they will present sentiments that are so beautiful and so attractive that they will take with the people. We want to educate our children to have a true understanding of the Scriptures, and this point I wanted to bring before you, that we shall have just as truly to meet the powers of darkness as it is possible. But we want, every one of us, to be in a position where we can help others who are around us. When you see the beautiful sentiments that come from those that are practicing wickedness and not godliness, remember there is a class of fallen angels that have the highest class of education that can be given. We want to be where we shall appreciate every advantage that is given us in this line to help those that need help the most. We are not to neglect the children in the school. There is a great work to be done in our churches everywhere, and I am so astonished that there is not more interest to spread the knowledge of the truth. Let it circulate. Make every effort possible. When I used to be traveling, when I was better than I am now, I used to carry quite a number of my books, and I would give them to individuals. Afterwards, I would hear from them. I would hear from them that they had from these writings received ideas that they never thought of. Now our work is to take right hold where we are, and right here in this place we can work. You have perhaps a good deal to do, and so you have. But in the very doing of the work here, ways will be opened so that you can build up the work of God in many ways. I feel such an intensity that I cannot sleep. It seems as though I am talking to people that need help, and then I think of those that can go. I'm in my 83rd year, and I'm much better than I was when I came here. Before coming, I had been laboring very hard. I talked at Lodi 4 times, and there I felt that the Spirit of God was in the midst, if they would say by any movement made, that they would advance and take hold for themselves. Now, I told them like this. There are children of all ages here in the Lodi school, and you speak to those who have an interest in religious things. Speak a word to keep on watch. And when they should see the youth getting into difficulty, why just speak a few words to them, and you will leave a blessing behind, and so it may be in many places where we are. I know there is a work to be done, and I feel so intensely that I can hardly keep myself from putting on the harness and going right out. Now I am.